on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
All right, it's 7 o'clock on a Thursday night. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. Welcome into this week's non-league hour. All the latest news from the non-league football clubs across our area and the odd musical interlude as well. Starting off with the Brothers Johnson and Stomp.
Phoenix 98 FM.
So, looking at the weekend's action, and Saturday saw the fourth round of the FA Trophy, just the 32 clubs left by that stage, and several of our local sides were involved, including Southend United, who had a potentially tricky tie against Darlington, top of National League North at Rootall, but National League Southend just about managed to get through, winning by 2-1, thanks to goals either side of half-time by Harry Cardwell. Meanwhile, Dagenham and Redbridge, another National League side, faced fellow National League side Maidenhead United at the Chigwell Construction Stadium, and the visitors won by 2-0, both of Maidenhead's goals coming in the first half. So the Daggers exit the competition, as do Braintree Town of the National League South, who faced a tricky trip to Eastleigh of the National League, but it took a goal in 11 minutes from time for the Hampshire outfit to go through. And Chelmsford City, another National League South side, made a long journey up to York City of the National League, and they put up a tremendous performance. Edwino Vaz was the goal scorer for them, but York equalised, and the Tigers eventually decided on penalties. York scored all five of theirs. City missed one, so York won the tie 5-4 on penalties. So Southend were the only side of the four to go through, and ironically, they will now face York City in the fifth round of the FA Trophy. That's on due to be played on Saturday, the 11th of February. Ironically, that comes a week after they play York in a National League match at Rutall. So on to the National League South, and with Chelmsford and Braintree being in the trophy, Concord, officially due to play Chelmsford on Saturday, were out of action. So no local interest in that league on Saturday, but there was one game on Tuesday night. Chelmsford travelled to Ebbsfleet United, not an easy place to go. Ebbsfleet going very well indeed, and in front of a crowd of 944, the home side won by 2-0. So that was only Chelmsford's, that was their seventh defeat of the season, and they dropped to fifth place after that result. Ebbsfleet have gone top of the table, but only above their big rivals Dartford on goal difference. Havant, Waterlooville, Worthing, Oxford City and St Albans and the other sides currently in the playoff spots. Braintree in ninth. Concord is still in the relegation zone in 21st place, but they're only a point from safety, and they've got games, or at least one game in hand on the three sides above them as well. Take a look at the Isthmian League shortly after we've heard Bruce Springsteen turn back the hands of time.
But if I had the chance to start all over,
I am John Sharma, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. And on this week's show, we had a featured game in the Isthmian Premier League, which involved Billericay Town travelling down to Folkestone in Victor. The weather played havoc with the fixture list this weekend, but that was one game which survived. And Andy Gardner made the journey down to East Kent, braved the elements, and did this full-time report for us. So, point for Billericay Town on Saturday, and they are now in 10th place in the table. Meanwhile, there was a very good win for Canvey Island. They were away to the league leaders Hornchurch, and the Gulls managed to win by 3-1. First goal, half goals from Evans Kouassi and Bradley Satch meant that Canvey went in 2-0 up at the interval. Sam Higgins, veteran Hornchurch striker, pulled one back for the Urchins just after the hour from the penalty spot. But Conor Hubble scored a third for Canvey on 68 minutes to give them all 3 points and take them up to into the playoff spots in fifth place. Meanwhile, at the other end of the table, more woe, unfortunately, for Bowers and Pitsy, who are firmly in a relegation scrap. They faced Enfield Town, another side currently in the playoff spots at the Len Salmon Stadium, and Enfield were 2-0 up at the interval. One of their goals coming from the penalty spot. And by the 65th minute, they were winning by 4-0. Francis Junot Baptiste pulled one back for Bowers, 14 minutes from time, but it was no more than a consolation. And Bowers still in the relegation zone in 20th place. They're currently 4 points from safety. Herne Bay and Brightling Sea Region are the sides below them, and Corinthian Casuals just above them in the fourth from bottom spot. At the other end of the table, Hornchurch still top despite our defeat against Canvey. Bishop Stortford back up to second, 2 points behind the Urchins, who are on 46, Stortford on 44, as they beat Cray Wanderers on Sunday, and Cray drop into third place. They're on 43. They've played a few more games than the others as well. Enfield Town after that win at Bowes and Pitsey in fourth place, and Canvey Island just behind them on fifth. Aveley just outside the playoff spots in sixth place, and they're only behind Canvey on goal difference. The weather also played havoc with Eastbourne North fixtures on Saturday. A few of those were called off, including Brentwood Town. They had a match postponed on Tuesday night because of the weather as well, so they've not been in action at all. The only games that survived the weather were Coggeshall Town versus Heybridge Swifts, and Coggeshall was at bottom and still without a win. They held fourth place Swifts to a goalless draw. Maldon Tiptree, meanwhile, hosted Grays Athletic, and their recent revival under Peter Taylor was brought to an end by Maldon Tiptree. That is, was brought to an end by Grays, who secured a 2-0 victory. Elsewhere, Stowmarket, nil, lowest off three, was another result. And Whittam Town, they were at home to league leaders AFC Sudbury, and Whittam lost that game by 2-0. So Sudbury now 4 points clear at the top, played 21 on 56 points. Hashtag United have also played 21. They were in action the night before, actually. They played East Surrey United and won by 4-0, and that was their 10th victory in a row. They really are on a tremendous run, and they've also played 21, and they're on 52 points in second place. Lowest oft in third, Heybridge fourth. Grays are fifth after that win at Maldon and Tiptree, so they are in the final playoff spots. And in the FA Vars on Saturday, it was the fourth round of the Vars as well as the FA Trophy, and the only local side left in the competition going into the weekend, Romford, made a trip to the Channel Islands to play Jersey Bulls of the Goodbye Counties League Premier Division, and they put up a good fight for much of the game. It was goalless at half-time, but they had something of defensive capitulation in the second half, did Borough, and their hosts ended up winning by 6-0. So not a happy day on the pitch, but I'm sure everybody connected with Romford had a nice weekend over in Jersey anyway. But their FA Vars dream is now over, sadly.
Heart. Everybody sees you're blown up sockets, I'm looking at ghosts and empties. There's reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There is a girl in New York City who calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind.
Album of the same name, which came out way back in 1986, Paul Simon and Graceland. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM on a Thursday night. It's the non-league hour with me, John Chubb. Phoenix FM broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week across Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas on 98 FM. You can also hear us on your smart speaker or around the world online if you go to our website phoenixfm.com and click on Listen Live. So getting back to the week's non-league results across our area, and Avely, after their Isthmian North game on Saturday, they were in action in the Velocity Trophy on Monday night. The Velocity Trophy, in case you didn't know, is the Isthmian League Cup, and they had a home tie in the quarterfinals against Leatherhead, and the Millers took the lead just after half-time. Ben Allen, the scorer. Collins equalised for Leatherhead with 18 minutes left to set up a bit of a tense finish. But an absolute wonder strike from Ollie Coker, who's currently on loan at Avely from Southend United, with only 2 minutes remaining, sealed the tie for Avely, and they have now gone into the semi-finals as a result. Well done to them. And incidentally, if you haven't seen that goal, there's a clip of it doing rounds on Twitter, so do go on there if you're on Twitter and have a look for that. And you're more than welcome to give me a follow. Why do you know? Actually, my account is at John C. Phoenix FM. So on to the Essex Senior League, and on Saturday there was a match involving Housedead Town and Clapton, which were finished in a 1-1 draw. Saffron Walden Town, Buckhurst Hill 3 was another result, and it finished Saltbridgeworth Town 1, Woodford Town 2. That was the only other match. Enfield League leaders, their match against Barking was postponed, and the match between Stansted and Ilford also fell foul of the weather. So if we take a look at the league table. Enfield still top, and at the moment it looks like they're going to run away with the title, although there is some way to go. They have played 19 games and all 51 points, 10 points clear of second place Redbridge, who have played one more than them, and they were on, therefore, on 41 points. FC Clacton in third, Woodford Town are fourth, and Little Oakley are currently in fifth place. Instead, he's talking of Little Oakley. They were in action away to Romford. And last night, Romford played Little Oakley, and Romford lost that one by 3 goals to 2. There was due to be another match last night, White Ensign versus All Bishopworth Town. That was postponed due to the weather. As were the games on Tuesday night between Clacton and Clapton, Housted Town and Stabway Rovers, and the League Cup games between Saffron Walden and Woodford Town and West Essex and Athletic Newham. So, on to the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South. There were a couple of games last Friday night, and the results were Mayham Bacon 0, Stanway Pegasus 1, and Sporting Bengal United 1, Basildon Town 4. Only two matches survived the weather on Saturday. League leaders Frenford were surprisingly beaten 3-0 at home by 10th-placed St Margaretsbury, although Frenford still top of the league at the moment. And the other match that survived, Cannonswood beat Parkview by 2-1. There was one game on Tuesday night, Stanway Pegasus hosted Coggeshall United, and they scored their second victory in 4 days, winning by 2-1. And they're now within 2 points in second place, Stanway Pegasus, of Frenford. Although Frenford, who are on 49 points, have just played just 22. Stanway Pegasus have played 25 and on 47 points. Just behind them, Wormley Rovers, Burnham Ramblers, and Basildon Town. They are also in the playoff spots. I'm going to have some transfer news from the local area fairly soon. After we've heard some more music, this is Bruce Foxton and Russell Hastings, and a song they brought out recently called Lula.
Help Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. I can't wait for the weekend to begin. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM. I can't wait.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
So, time to take a look at the transfer news involving non-league clubs in the area. There's quite a few things to report this week, a couple of which involve National League South Chelmsford City, who have brought in a new goalkeeper. They had over Ejiheri on loan from Arsenal. He did very well for the Clarets, but he has now returned to his parent club. So manager Robbie Simpson needed to get, as he put it, another keeper into the building. And so he approached another Premier League club, Chelsea, and signed goalkeeper Eddie Beach on loan. He's 19 years old, and he joined Chelsea in June of last year from fellow Premier League club Southampton after being a mainstay in the Saints' successful under-18 side, which won the under-18 Premier League Southern section last season. And he's featured regularly for Chelsea in the under-21 Premier League this season. He's also played for their under-21s in the Papa John's Trophy four times this campaign before they were defeated by Cheltenham Town. He also featured as an unused substitute in a first-team friendly last December when Chelsea took on Aston Villa in Abu Dhabi. Beach also has international honours. He's appeared for the Welsh under-19 side in the European Championship qualification matches against Georgia, Norway and Kosovo. And another loan signing Chelmsford have made is from League One outfit Cambridge United, from whom they've signed attacking midfielder Kai Yearn on loan for the second time. He's joined on a season-long youth loan, just 17 years old, and he impressed the Clarets faithful with his skill in his previous loan spell, but he was recalled by Cambridge United on New Year's Eve. He then appeared as an unused substitute for them in matches against Sheffield Wednesday and Bristol Rovers, but now he's back at Melbourne Park after, as I say, really impressing in his first spell. He made 19 appearances for the club during that first loan spell. He scored a couple of goals back-to-back back-to-back wins over Redditch in the FA Trophy and then away at Worthing in the National League South. And such was his form and popularity with the fans of Melbourne that he was nominated for the November Player of the Month award. So I'm sure City will be very pleased to have him back. Elsewhere, Billericay Town had a debutant in their lineup for their 1-1 draw at Folkestone in Victor, which we heard Andy talking about earlier. Daniel Quick, a defender, has joined the club on loan from Crystal Palace, and this loan is designed to last until the end of the season. Quick has recently been on loan at National League club Dorking Wanderers, and back at Palace, he's been an important part of their under-18 and under-23 squads, as well as travelling with the first team on their tour of Australia and Singapore last summer. He made four appearances in the National League when he was on loan at Dorking, but he's now due to spend the rest of the season on loan at New Lodge. Meanwhile, in Eastbourne North, prior to Friday's defeats against Hashtag United, Eastbourne United fans were given something to cheer about as a club announced the return of Johnny Ashman from Haringey Borough of the Eastbourne Premier League. Ashman joined Borough last summer, made 24 appearances and scored three goals when he was there. He's come back to Rookery Hill for a second spell. He was with East Surrey last season, played 46 matches and scored 10 goals. Having spent the previous two seasons with Barking, he's also played for Clapton, Aveley, Witham, Town and Cheshire. And finally, also in the Eastbourne North, Basildon United have announced the arrival of fullback Julian Saka, who has signed for the Bees on a dual registration deal from St Ives Town. Yeah. In the charts way back in 1973, Ike and Tina Turner and Bush, City Limits. Good to have you along on this Thursday evening. My name's John Chubb. This is the Non-League Hour on Phoenix 98 FM. We're going to take a look shortly at the fixtures coming up during the next 7 days. But first, one other story to bring you. Southend United have been given more time to clear a tax debt. A judge considered the Shrimpers case at a hearing in a specialist court in London yesterday after HM Revenue and Customs even made a winding up application, not for the first time, of course. Judge Mark Mullen, who oversees hearings in the Insolvency and Companies Court, made no ruling but said the case will be reconsidered on March the 1st. And another judge had considered the case at hearing in November. No detail of the full amount owed to HMRC by the club was revealed at Wednesday's hearing, Barrister Oberon Kwok, who represented HMRC, said the debt was, in inverted commas, large. So they've been given a stay of execution until March the 1st now. And from what's been said, it does seem like this is going to be their last chance to settle their debts with HMRC. So we can only hope for Southend supporters' sake that that gets sorted out, because otherwise the very future of the club is at stake.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So on to this weekend's fixtures, and Southend manager Kevin Mayer is hoping to put the off-the-field shenanigans behind them for this weekend, at least. He has been quoted as saying he's confident that the off-field issues will be resolved. His job, though, is to concentrate on getting points on the board, and his players are giving him... they deserve a great deal of credit, put it that way. They're really giving it their all for him, as they're still in sixth place, and the club's still under a transfer embargo, so Mayer is unable to strengthen, but they are away to struggling Oldham Athletic this Saturday. That kicks off at 3 o'clock. Meanwhile, Dagenham and Redbridge, just behind Southend, also in the playoff spots, currently in seventh place. They have a chance for revenge because they once again play the side who beat them in the FA Trophy on Saturday, Maidenhead United. They travel across to Berkshire to take on Maidenhead, who are currently in 18th place. Oldham in 20th. Notts County still top of the table, having played 27 and they're on 62 points. Wrexham just behind them, 3 points behind them on 59, and Wrexham have 2 games in hand over them. Woking, Chesterfield and Barnet, as well as Southend and Dagenham and Redbridge at the other sides in the playoff spots. And at the other end of the table, Scunthorpe, who are in dire straits on and off the field. Their supporters were protesting at the weekend. They are bottom of the league, and the other teams in the National League drop zone currently are Maidstone United, Torquay United and Gateshead. There is also a game on, or 2 games rather, on Tuesday night. Southend, they travel to Maidenhead as well. And on the same evening, Tuesday the 24th, Dagenham and Redbridge have a fixture away to Bromley, who are one place below them and just outside the National League playoff spots in eighth place. So, on to the National League South, and on Saturday, Concord Rangers return to action, hoping they can get out of the drop zone. They face Oxford City, currently in sixth place at the Aspect Arena. Chelmsford City will look to put Tuesday night's disappointment and the disappointment of exiting the FA Trophy behind them as well when they visit struggling Weymouth, who are currently in the relegation zone. And Braintree Town, currently ninth, they have a fixture against Bath City at Cressy Road, who were a couple of places below them. And just to look at the league table, as I say, Chelmsford currently in fifth, and Ebbsfleet United have gone top again after their 2-0 win over the Clarets on Tuesday night, as I mentioned earlier. And on Monday night, Chelmsford have another home match. They face Slough Town, currently in 18th place at Melbourne Park. Hope it's get along to them on Monday night, actually. And on Tuesday night, Concord Rangers have a second home match in succession. They will be hoping for 3 points against the bottom side, Hungerford Town. Take a look at what's going on in the Isthmian League this weekend after we've heard from Pale Waves. This one's called Clean.
Maybe it's love, or maybe a moment. You're the one trying to hide, no one's here. Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
So on Saturday in the Isthmian Premier League, Billericay Town back in action at New Lodge. They face Kingstonian, currently in 17th place. Averley, currently in 6th place, 3rd place, Cray Wanderers at Parkside. Tricky trip for Canvey Island as they bid to stay above Averley in the playoffs whilst they visit 2nd place Bishop's Stortford. And Bowers and Pitsy, they continue their fight against the drop with a trip to Carshalton Athletic. Finally, Hornchurch, league leaders, they have an away match at Wingate and Finchley, who are just above the relegation zone at the moment. And Averley are back in action on Monday. They have another home fixture, this time against Hastings United, who are just below them in 7th place. And Billericay back in action on Tuesday night when they visit Enfield Town. And also playing that night are Bowers and Pitsy. They have an away fixture at Margate, who are currently in 16th place. Meanwhile, in Isthmian North on Saturday, Brentwood Town, they travel up to Suffolk to take on Bury Town. Brentwood currently 11th, Bury just above them in 10th. Basildon United have a home fixture against Morden and Tiptree. Eastwick United take on Great Wakering Rovers. Witham Town travel to struggling Goulston. Hashtag United will be looking to make it 11 wins in a row when they host Holbridge Sports at Lensalmon Stadium. Heybridge Swifts are at home to Grays Athletic. Tilbury travel to New Salamis, and Cockridgeville Town still looking for their first win of the season, travel to 6th placed Stowmarket Town. And there's a few matches on Tuesday night as well. Basildon United at home to Grays. East Southwark take on Felixstowe and Walton United at Rookery Hill. Holbridge Sports have a midway trip to Norfolk to take on Goulston. And Whitland Town, they face New Salamis at Spa Road on Tuesday night. So on to the Southern League, Division 1 Central. And on Saturday, weather permitting, Waltham Abbey have a trip to Welling Garden City. Abbey are 8th, Welling just below them in 9th. Walthamstow just below those two sides in 10th. They have an away match against Kidlington, who are just outside the playoff spots at the moment. Walthamstow are back in action on Tuesday night, the 24th. Kickoff 7:45, out home to 3rd placed Ware. Essex Senior League now, and on Friday night, Woodford Town have a home fixture against table toppers Enfield. Saturday, FC Clacton play Ilford. Southend Manor, still bottom of the table with just 2 points and no wins. They face Saffron Walden Town at South Church Park. Stansted at home to Housted Town. And White Ensign take on Athletic Newham at Burroughs Park. Also, Barking versus Little Oakley. Oh, all those matches at 2 o'clock, by the way. It is all 3 o'clock kickoffs. Barking versus Little Oakley. Buckhurst Hill versus Stanway Rovers. Clapton versus Takeley. Sawbridge West Town versus Redbridge. And West Essex versus Romford. There's a couple of games on Tuesday night. Barking back at in action against West Essex. Buckhurst Hill at home to FC Clapton. And a couple of League Cup games, Housted Town against Romford and Redbridge versus Saffron Walden Town. And next Wednesday, the 25th, Athletic Newham play Sawbridge West Town, Takeley versus Little Oakley, and White Ensign are at home to Stansted. All of those matches kick off at 7:45. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, on Saturday, Barkingside are at home to Cannonswood. Benfleet take on Enfield Borough. Burnley Ramblers are against Wormley Rovers. Cogshaw United, the bottom club, face Sporting Bengal United. Brentford, League leaders will look to bounce back from their defeat against St Margaretsbury on Saturday when they travel to Hackney Wick. North West London take on Mayhem Baker. St Margaretsbury, even are at home to Wivenhoe Town. Stanway Pegasus face Newbury Forest, and Tavre Hamlets have a home fixture against Parkview. And some games on Wednesday the 25th as well. Barkingside versus Enfield Borough. Basildon Town home to Parkview. And May and Baker, they take on Hackney Wick. Sam Fender and Wild Grey Ocean. That's just about it for me this week. Just a few other fixtures to tell you about happening next Tuesday and Wednesday. The remaining three Essex Senior Cup ties take place. Concord Rangers versus Great Athletic on Tuesday night, as is Witham Town versus East Thurrock United. And on Wednesday night, a brutal Southend United versus Braintree Town, which was supposed to take place this Tuesday, just gone, but it fell foul of the weather. Thanks for your company this evening. Hope you can join me Saturday afternoon on Phoenix FM when I will be along with Phoenix Sport, 3 till 6pm, live updates on the afternoon sport and plenty of great music as well. If not, I shall be back with another edition of the Non-League Owl being well next Thursday night from 7 till 8 p.m. Coming up very shortly, it's Gareth Williams with Looking Back. But from me, John Chubb, take care and very good night to you. Thanks for listening.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.